With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Federal authorities say they are cracking down on fraud at daycare centers in Minnesota.
There's been a surge of federal officers this week in Minnesota following new allegations of fraud by daycare centers run by Somali residents. 47 people were charged. The number of defendants has since grown to 78. 57 people have been convicted. According to the U.S. Attorney's Office for Minnesota, 82 of the 92 defendants accused of running schemes to get funds for child nutrition, housing services, and autism programs are Somali Americans. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The powerful winter storm that brought snow, ice, and high winds across the plains and upper Midwest continues to move to the east. National Weather Service meteorologist Andrew Orison is tracking the storm.
We did have the most recent winter storm that did produce areas of ice, and that actually did produce some power outages across portions of Michigan and especially across New York State. The conditions are improving when it comes to that, but nevertheless, we still do have some strong winds that will be potentially causing maybe a few more power outages across portions of the Northeast, but at this point, the worst does seem to be over.
U.S. home prices rose in October, but at the slowest annual rate in more than 13 years. Government data show home prices went up just 1.7% last month over a year earlier. More artists have canceled performances at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. after President Donald Trump's name was added to the facility. Kennedy Center President Richard Grenell claimed the cancellations were politically motivated. He says the Performing Arts Center has received inquiries from artists who are willing to perform there. This is SRN News. A number of notable Christian leaders passed away in 2025. Correspondent Michael Harrington looks back.
California megachurch pastor John MacArthur, whom millions came to know through his Grace to You radio show, died at the age of 86. Dr. James Dobson, founder of Focus on the Family and a giant of Christian radio in his own right, was 89 when he passed on. Best-selling author and pastor Vody Baucham and author and teacher Kay Arthur also left us in 2025. But perhaps the most unexpected death was that of Charlie Kirk, shot down in September. Michael Harrington reporting.
Three Palestinians have been arrested on suspicion of setting fire to a Christmas tree and damaging part of a nativity scene at a church in the West Bank city of Jenin. Police say the arrests were made after reviewing surveillance camera footage. The Holy Redeemer Church quickly cleared the burned tree and erected a new one just in time for their Christmas services. This is SRN News. Correspondent Ed Donahue reports a business legend is stepping aside.
A new year means a new era at Berkshire Hathaway. Warren Buffett isn't going anywhere. He'll remain chairman and plans to continue coming into the office every day. He's turning over the top spot to Greg Abel. Investors will be watching closely to see what changes Abel might make in Berkshire's trajectory, but they don't expect any seismic shifts. Buffett grew Berkshire from a struggling New England textile mill that he started buying for up to $7.60 a share in 1962 to the massive conglomerate that it is today, with shares that go for more than $750,000 a pop. Abel has already shown himself to be a more hands-on manager than Buffett, but he still follows the Berkshire model of autonomy for acquired companies. I'm Ed Donahue.
Stocks are trending lower ahead of the closing bell on Wall Street. More details at srnnews.com.